Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 18th December, 1951. A Parliament of First. On the 18th of December 1951, when the new Parliament opened after a general election, several politicians walked up the steps for the first time. The election had been a historic one, the first under universal adult suffrage, which saw over 95,000 individuals on the voters' list. It was the first time that a woman was elected to the 200-year-old House of Assembly. This lady, Ermy Bourne, daughter of the late D.A. Foster, polled the most votes in the St. Andrew Parish, riding ahead of J.A. Haynes and L.E.R. Gill from the Electors Association. In winning the seat, she became the senior member for the constituency of St. Andrew on a Barbados Labour Party ticket. In addressing the crowd earlier in the month on election night, she said, quote, "I feel that you have done your duty, and by the help of God, I will go to the House of Assembly and serve you fearlessly, impartially, conscientiously, and to the best of my ability," unquote. It was also the first time that the young barrister, Errol Walton Barrow, would take a seat in the House of Assembly. Representing the Barbados Labour Party, Barrow polled the most votes in the St. George contest. Another lawyer, L. Williams, gained success in the St. Lucie constituency. For the Barbados Labour Party, it would be an election of first. The party had gained 16 of 24 seats in the House. It was the party's largest majority. For the planter merchant class, however, the election would mark the end of over 200 years of dominance in the House of Assembly, paving the way for progressive legislation that would change the landscape of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.